I'm starved. Make a run on the border.
It's February 13th, 2024, and live less. I'm Six Detmar.
And I'm Nick Cease, and this is Taco Chingling. I don't have the full OP version of that.
I think there is one, though, because we've done an episode of Taco Chingling before.
Yeah. So you just dropped that in there. A Dota 2 podcast where we talk about Taco Bell on a podcast. It's a very special episode.
I guess so. Taco Bell held an E3 press conference, I guess.
Yes, this awful thing that we're about to do started as a thing in the Bottle Crow Discord where someone... Was it you? Whoever posted the link.
I wasn't the one who posted it, no. But I chose not to post it because I didn't want... I didn't want anyone talking about what had been announced. Because it was on my radar, and I was like, "Oh, maybe." But
not, yeah. Not so, so this is gonna be. It's an hour long. It's. I know that it's a menu reveal. That's all I know.
Yeah, it is. It is a bunch of It's gonna be a guy on stage in front of a screen, saying like, "Are you ready for some crunch wraps?"
Yeah!
Or whatever. I actually have Taco Bell here to enjoy alongside this presentation.
Yes, I'm very excited. Do you have the new menu items that, are you spoiled?
No, they're not out yet, I think.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
A shadow drop would have been really exciting though. Right. If they're like, and it's out today.
No. Oh, God, imagine toasted if Valve tostada. Released a Taco Bell menu item. Okay.
Would it be steamed?
Oh! Give me steam, as they say.
Not on this. No, this they don't. That's
a Battlecrow bumper. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, we're currently in the pre-show. We got 3 minutes left. Apparently the delivery fee, or all delivery fees were waived during...
In the run up to the show, it's like, right, hey, go ahead and order delivery. Yeah,
excited. I mean, you've got Taco Bell. I feel like I might as well start us out real fast. Let's take it to RTZ Speakeasy.
Sure.
I've gotten all my rage out at the patch. Now I'm just trying to be happy because when the new patch drops and I like it, I'll probably be angry all the time.
I left my Baja Blast in the car. I'll be right back.
Oh no! I'm enjoying this, I don't know what genre. This, chill 20s electric house music. 1920s, I guess, to be clear. Oh, it's repeating. It's very much like a streamer, intro thing on Twitch or something. They've got some lovely pixel... they've got some, a fucking CRT. A CRT filter on with, scan lines and stuff. They've got some hexagons going in the background. They're moving. They stretch. They get bigger. And then they get smaller. And they move to the other side of the screen.
Wow, I bonked my mic really good there.
Oh, I didn't even hear it. Discord saved me.
But now I can't save the listener because I mentioned it.
That's true. Live Moss Live, 2 minutes. 2 minutes, quick, Six. I don't think we've done this, but I've got Red Bull, the Sea Blue Edition. Sea Blue Edition.
If you'd said Summer Edition, I would have fucking killed you.
Except we now know canonically the Summer Edition changes what it is.
I guess that's
but,
true.
But not yet. This is Juneberry.
You've done Juneberry.
God damn it.
It was a Summer Edition and now it's not.
God, they did it again. They did it again. Amber edition, the current Amber edition in the year of our Lord 2024, February 13th. It was also a summer edition. Well, fine. Let's just get the note.
Maybe I did. We did it on this podcast. Mm. One of us did Juneberry. It might have been me.
I got that sense in the back of my mind as I looked at it here while recording. But Yeah, it smells like artificial blue. Because I don't know what the hell a Juneberry is. Besides, like, a nickname for somebody named June. Or not named June. Sweet-ish. I'm just going to go ahead and take a sip here. I don't want to spoil the intro. 45 seconds.
Amelanchier, also known as Shadbush, Shadwood, Shadblow, Serviceberry, Sarvisberry, Juneberry, Saskatoon, Sugar Plum, Wild Plum, or Chuckly Pear.
Chuckly Pear? Uh-huh. As in a joyous laughing pear?
Well, there's an extra E. It's L-E-Y, so I don't know. Maybe.
Okay, speed review. The core is it's there, but it's a little weird. It's blue. Like, my mind has absolutely been tainted by this. If I pour it out real quick, it's like an indigo. No, it's a deep purple, actually. This is like Kool-Aid purple. I think this is worse than regular Red Bull. 5 seconds. I would not recommend. Just have regular Red Bull, and here we go.
There are a lot of hexagons because of Crunch Wraps.
Oh. For those of you watching from home, keep your eye on the chat. We're currently listening to LP Giobbi? G-I-O-B-B-I. She's the Feed the Giobbi. Beat artist. Giobbi! This very smiley lady. She is, however, a psychopath because she's wearing a button-down shirt with no tie and it's buttoned all the way up. Women can get away with it more.
It's a patterned tie. Or a patterned shirt. So, you know, the rules are slightly different. I do agree you need to undo the top button. But
it's less egregious. She has multiple mitigating factors. But
She also has a necklace over the... Okay, that is deranged. She has some manner of golden necklace over the shirt.
Yeah. Man, she's really grooving. Oh, now we're into some psychedelic visuals.
It's like a jellyfish with a vagina. I don't really know what the choice is.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Oh, we have another cam from her, from top down, from the...
it looks really bad.
...stage. It's very shaky. It's like on a... It's a very tight zoom.
Maybe it's attached to the subwoofer.
Oh, they've got some hexagon stage elements with RGB. Some like 8 foot, no, like 10 foot high hexagons.
Please take your seats. We are beginning very soon.
No, please, seriously, sit the fuck down.
LP Giobbi. Oh, wow. And now there's a 3D effect on the text. This is very well produced.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it looks like shit, but...
But that's kind of... It doesn't look... It looks very, it looks high production value.
There's a line from a book I like, which is someone saying when they're wearing a very horrible outfit, yes, it's very expensive to look this cheap.
Oh, yes, let's go back to the tight zoom. Actually, no, this wide shot on her is worse. Her smile... So she has very good teeth. She has like unnaturally good Hollywood teeth, and so she's just like smiling while kind of.
So when it's like you're so far away from her that you cannot make out her arms, but you can still make out the teeth of her smile. That's a little upsetting.
The teeth of her smile episode title. More fractals. There's like kind of a mask thing going on.
We're really getting very... Do you think this is like her usual treatment that she runs at the start of shows? Or is this Taco Bell being like, we really want you to represent the themes? You know, the guy's going to come on stage in like, a purple shirt with a bell on it and say, we all wear masks.
We all wear masks. Let's see. She is at LP Giobbi on Instagram. Let's see. There's not much more info I can glean from this. Let's go to her website. This is actually like some of her normal stuff. I'll take a screen cap of her website.
She brought her own
episode notes channel. She brought. Hopefully this doesn't break.
Oh, here we go.
Burgers ruled the world, but one day something new emerged. It was called taco. What started as a simple, delicious idea, we evolved. And evolved, and evolved, and evolved.
The triple
the loopa.
Loopa! Wow. The Easter egg. Just a little taco would lead to this. Or that, and that. They're showing multiple different social media things on screen. And together we'll continue taking. Oh, we got a Lion King reference. Sure. A taco holding up a baby taco. Everything the taco touches.
Here's a sneak peek of what's to come. Welcome to
Live Moss. I regret this idea.
This is excellent.
I just realized there's going to be an hour of this.
Well, okay, our host Armani White. Who is Armani White? Let's get some research. Armani.
Wow,
White.
Look at this gentleman.
Wow.
He seems very, very fly for this event.
American rapper and singer.
Welcome to the inaugural Live Mas Live.
Oh, the inaugural. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Armani's from Philly.
My name is Armani White. And aside from being an entertainer.
He has peaked at 58 on the Billboard Top 100.
World-renowned.
That's not bad.
Legendary. Yeah.
I don't know what else to say. I'm also a massive fan of Taco Bell. When they called me up to host, I almost spit a Baja Blast on my laptop. But enough about my fandom. Live Mas Live is all about yours.
So bad.
So let's get started. It is my absolute pleasure to welcome to the stage the only man with a better sneaker collection than mine, the CEO, Sean Tresvant. Give it up for him.
We love CEOs.
We love CEOs and their sneaker collection.
Good afternoon, everybody. Let's go.
Let's go. Oh, God. Someone's like, hey, put this jacket on.
Wow. He's guys wearing a, like a Taco Bell Letterman.
Again for Armani White, ladies and gentlemen. And of course, LP Joby on the ones and twos. I was just back to stage thinking, what gets bigger than this? What gets bigger than...
Oh, we get a little bit of mic feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Vegas, and of course,
Super Bowl Vegas.
Taco Bell. Let's go, everybody.
Where are we going? We're here. We've taken our seats. Oh, there's people in VIP seats in the back. I'm couching.
Gentlemen, there is a, I would say, mid-20s white man with red hair and like a goatee who gave the most intense side eye to the CEO I've ever seen. Just a full-on like 90-degree turn and high eyebrow.
Give it up for yourselves. Highbrow.
Give it up for yourselves.
Second, I want to thank
this guy was the chief marketing officer for the Jordan brand for 3 years, 4 years.
You know, I guess that makes sense why he'd have such a good shoe collection then.
Purple carpet, 50-foot screens. I think we're literally inside a Crunchwrap. Only Taco Bell could do things like this. We've got teams working very hard.
Only Taco Bell could put on a live.
But inside a Crunchwrap. Inside a Crunchwrap, he said.
Let's go.
Okay, who do we have in the house?
Nowhere. Let's do it.
Oh, okay. If we're doing celebrity, okay, then let's take it to Jack Snacks. I don't fucking care about this.
Please.
I love pianoing bumpers.
Harry Joe, I don't know any of these people. Why is there a surfer in the house?
I mean, didn't they open that Taco Bell, like, Taco Bell bar, like, on the beach? Don't they, like... Okay, so... I have the Oreo that we said was worth talking about. I've actually had it for... I already had it for last episode, and then I was like, ah, shit, I forgot. So I'm glad we're recording again. Because I was like, okay, fine, I can do it on the ground, I wager. And I was like, ah, shit, I forgot again. This is Oreo Space Dunk.
Space Dunk, yeah. We're currently looking at a tweet. Tweet on screen. Five galactic designs in cosmic cream with popping candy.
Written by three people, all craving the same thing. All craving the same thing, and that's to live moss. Truly, truly the last melting pot.
Repeating for emphasis, all craving the same thing. All craving the same thing. To live moss.
Because when I look around the room,
the tweet inspired him.
On the marketplace, when I talk to fans, it truly embodies what this brand is about.
What is this brand about?
And it always will.
Living moss, I guess.
Started in 1962 with this gentleman in that mean cowboy hat.
All right, I'm turning the volume down on the stream while they give a history of Taco Bell.
Started in 1962.
Okay, so there is... They advertise the little, like, the little hole on the front.
Yeah.
It's not... I mean, it's there. It's just, like, a spot where there's a gap where the cream pokes through a little bit. It's not, like, a special thing.
Sure, I mean, I guess, you know, the technology of the mold or whatever to get it right.
Yeah, the technology of the mold.
It does look a little stupid.
Well, I hope it pops a lot. Here we go.
Here we go.
It's fast forward 62 years. The DNA of this brand, what myself and the team try to uphold, is still that unconventional.
The popping
curiosity.
Is quite mild,
we still
want to
be
but it's there.
We want to be unconventional for you, the fans.
And we is there a difference between the creams? The red and the blue cream Texas currently experiencing.
I think they're both marshmallow. 62 years ago with a vision of
making tacos really?
Marshmallow flavored, I should say.
Because you guys are making tacos famous each and every day. So thank
I would not have guessed that for Space Dunk.
I mean, I know that from their press releases. I've seen press releases before I tasted it, so. But it's mostly just, like, sweet, you know?
Yeah.
It does have a little marshmallowy, like, tail on it, I would say.
But what it also is a reminder. It's a reminder to each and every one.
It's a reminder. This guy's like, listen, we're all having fun around here, but remember, folks.
As we go forward in the future, that we allow you and inspire you to live your moss.
To live your moss?
First, it almost works.
For you guys planned today. An incredible show.
Incredible
We've
show planned for us today.
Yeah, these Oreos are all right.
Liz Matthews. Yeah. Better or worse than a regular Oreo. You know, the ultimate. Ultimate thumbs up.
Liz Matthews is a
taco legend. She's an
industry icon. She's a bad mama jamma. Liz is a
it's not as good as the regular Oreo, but this is like, I will finish the I will finish the pack, so.
Well, it's good. Maybe if I see him, you know.
Yeah.
I'll swing in. And then you'll meet Taylor Montgomery. Taylor Montgomery is the CMO of Taco Bell. Oh my gosh, we're going to meet Taylor Montgomery. She's the CMO of Taco Bell.
And pretty sharply dressed this evening.
I'm very excited.
Before I go, when you guys came in, you guys had some T-shirts on your chairs.
That T-shirts on their chairs.
From Taco Bell and Born and Raised. Is Born and Raised in the house? Born and Raised is in the house. Tone's in the house.
What the fuck is Born and Raised?
What is? We've been working for Born
and Raised
explain.
For about 2 years.
I think that's a brand they assume we would know.
For the T-shirts, they're going to be at the merch tent later. But thank you to Born and Raised because
the
merch for the
tent
show is incredible. And if you're at home,
Born and Raised.
Oh, stay tuned.
In the chat, how you get your Born and Raised material.
It is a
so that's it for me. Again, without you guys,
drop-based style branding. Over to Armani White.
All right, here comes Armani. Okay, that was the CEO of Taco Bell. And that was Space Dunk Oreos.
The Crunchwrap.
The Crunchwrap.
The Crunchwrap.
The Naked Egg Taco. Don't bring up the Naked Egg. Okay, scratch that.
What is the Naked Egg Taco?
If there's anything at Taco Bell.
That one, I know the Naked Chicken one. I don't know what the Naked Egg is. That's interesting.
Can be, but how exactly do they do it? Do they all just
2017.
Test kitchen, spark one up, let the ideas fly.
I think it was a taco. Well, yeah, it was a taco where the shell was a fried egg.
The curtain of what Taco Bell's test kitchen is up to.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
So this is the Taco Bell test
kitchen. All right, we get some Taco Bell test kitchen
we
inside.
We get insider? Oh, boy.
Well, they've been doing a lot more of this stuff. They did that, like, New Yorker piece and stuff. Mm-hmm. They've been trying to let people onto the, you know,
they'll lift their moss.
Exactly. The only question is, how do we do it? Well, we fail. A lot. We swing big. We strike out. We break things. We screw up. Miss the mark and drop the ball. Oh, they tried an elote? That's interesting. Keep going.
What's...
Well, street corn? Mexican street corn?
Right. Every failure is one step closer to the next. I missed. There are so many different images flashing on our screen right now.
Yeah, they're dropping a lot on us right now. Oh, they're censoring things.
Oh, yes.
They're censoring the act of pouring nacho cheese
yeah,
on ground beef.
Say, I
like,
don't
mind can't
that.
Let anyone know the secret. And now we're on a loading screen? Oh, no, never mind.
This is
all right,
get the graphic.
Hello, Liv Moss. It is so great to be
this
here.
Is Liz. Oh, this is the chief food innovation officer. Edibles,
but I think so she's like head scientist. That's impressive, right?
right.
You guys, I am so thankful for you all coming today. Thank you for streaming in.
Okay, I think she just does she have Mexican pizza earrings or are those just circular?
I was wondering like
I think those are just
can't quite
rooms.
See Armani's like medallion because it was half inside his jacket.
Chefs,
I don't know if
big
it's
thinkers, innovators, it's a, and all of us are driven by really one.
I think it's just a design. I don't think it's supposed to be a Mexican pizza. To create the next
big thing at Taco Bell. Which is really a missed opportunity.
Unless it's like a teaser for an item we don't know about yet, you know?
And honestly,
we never. It's like when Yoshi P, Naoki Yoshida, shows up in a Final Fantasy XIV event and he's wearing a shirt and it's like Ninja Turtles, then he announces Ninja or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Wait, is Yoshi P no longer the producer of FF14?
He is. Why do you say that?
Oh, because you said another name.
Well, Naoki is his actual name? Naoki Yoshida?
I thought you said now Kiyoshita. As in, now Kiyoshida. It's like, what? Tell us what you do not love. Wow, so look at these graphics. We've got four different things side by side. Wow. Everything mm-hmm. that we do. So today, look at her shoes. She's got some like serious like purple
she's got,
fuchsia pump.
Yeah, she's got some like yeah, some stuff to come. Yeah. Now, I've been with the brand for 20
years. So let me tell you, 20 years. So I have seen. May I just say, I know nothing about fashion, but these pants are exclusively for these shoes, or that these are the only shoes she wears. Because otherwise, like, I think the end of the pant would go over, like, the midpoint of her foot. They're just so long.
I mean, you could.
This might just be a thing that, you know.
Yeah, or, you know, like, they could be like a boot cut kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, maybe she cuffs her pants. The cheeseburger met the burrito. Yeah, no, just it didn't work. Then we what? Did I mean, this looks fine. With boba?
It didn't look great.
Fire yeah. boba. No, I'm down. No words Six. Is this?
Yes.
Do we need to try?
I'm interested. What?
Yeah. Taco. Do we need to try all of them?
If you think we could make all of them. Hey now, the show I don't know how to make boba. Of bacon. I mean,
that sounds great, right? But you can get like tapioca mix. Or, like you can just buy the okay. I'm not really here for the bacon taco, where the bacon is the shell, because it's not 2007. Tostada topped like a pizza. No, that didn't work. This one always bothers
me. Hash brown taco. It's hard to believe that it didn't work, but it turns out it's. I know, right? That sounds really good.
I know. I was gonna say like. But it turns out it's a lot harder to form potatoes into a taco. So anyway. What? My point
here is that no, I believe it. I believe it. It doesn't have the structural integrity. But now I want to share. Or the personal integrity.
Oh yeah, please tell us about the ones you're excited about, Liz. Look, my friends. All right. So, I love the double decker taco.
But why not make that a triple decker taco? Right? No,
they wouldn't.
Yeah, make that third shell entirely of jack and cheddar cheese. I know. What if there were even more choices of coffee at Taco Bell in the morning. You know, pick me up, start me up, afternoon treat. Maybe we could partner with Beekeeper for a horchata latte in the morning.
What?
That sounds fun. I mean, I don't want to drink that.
Sure. We'll do it Taco Bell style.
Yeah? I mean, look at that. Dip that in a soy Diablo chili sauce.
Dip that in a soy Diablo chili sauce.
Last year, we dropped the vegan crunch wrap and the vegan nacho fries. I know.
I didn't know that they had vegan nacho fries or crunch wrap.
I guess it's mostly that they had the nacho sauce, yeah, right? Because vegan, because the fries themselves, it's like.
But I mean, you have to have a separate. Do you have to have a separate fryer? What if we took? I wonder what the vegan rules are. You know, for the vegan police.
That's a good point.
Yeah, and we partnered with Salt and Straw, the most amazing ice cream shop out of Portland, and they are just so innovative with all of their flavors. I mean, look at that. Look at that.
Yeah, okay. All right, so you know, waffle cone ice cream taco.
This is a serious question. Should a chimichanga and a chalupa merge?
I'm interested.
I love you guys, because of course it should. Peaked my interest. And we should call it the chimilupa, right? Absolutely.
So elote the name, queso, chimilupa. Foods,
let's merge those together. Look at behind me.
I'm not super serious. I don't totally love it.
Corn, chilies, and cheese.
I could
look past. But what about chaluchanga?
There we go. It's chaluchanga.
That makes it sound like it has more calories.
Yeah, it honestly does. It's a challenge.
Yeah, I'll say.
Something about chonga, you know.
Okay, it's rich vanilla ice cream. It's swirled with caramel. It's topped with cold form. And then it's drizzled.
So this is an interesting thing.
Yeah.
The thing... So this is like some kind of like ice cream like mix thing because...
So we are
the brand that owns Taco Bell, like, recently got, like, a big, like, dairy farmer company and has been trying to work dairy a lot more into Taco Bell stuff.
And we dusted them with that tropical storm of Baja Blast, right? Yeah, amen.
Okay, all your
pig skins being...
No, that's the cinnamon twist, basically. But it's Baja Blast cinnamon twist.
And I'm telling you, it's honestly the best thing I've probably
Is this real?
And this could bring a whole...
I think this is a...
Baja Blast pie?
So, I'm excited about that. And then most recently, did you guys see the Baja Blast gelato?
I did see this one.
I know.
Baja Blast gelato.
I did not. I am all... It's perfect. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. I'm all ears for Baja Blast gelato. All
right, so those are just a few things that we're dreaming about.
I haven't touched my Taco Bell. I've been so excited.
I was going to say, we...
So while we're working on a lot of ideas, there's always one thing that super bums me out. No matter how hard we work and no matter how much we dream, we will always be outnumbered.
Let me know when you need to go for to gold for me.
Culinary genius that's
for
out there in the world. I mean, think about it, guys. It's sad.
What would I say? Yeah, this is a spicy potato soft taco. It tastes like a spicy potato soft taco.
What if we co-created
I brought it for the theme, not for the content.
Okay, I understand. Yeah, see, I didn't know if they had, you know, dropped the whatever they're now.
I did get spoiled on one thing, but I made myself forget it and it worked.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So.
Okay, they're announcing a new program.
Well, they're showing us old Taco Bell ads.
Risky. Oh, now there's something. There's a psychological horror element.
62 years ago, we hit the scene, putting our spin on things.
We hit the scene.
And we haven't stopped since. But new ideas don't just happen here. They happen out here. And here. And here. Introducing TBX.
TBX?
With emerging chefs.
Uh-huh.
New flavors, new perspectives, new ideas. Taking us all to new places.
What is it?
I think it is them paying chefs to come up with, like, gimmick items that never actually make it to restaurants.
Chefs, apply at TacoBell.com/TBX.
Maybe it's like a it's probably a convention. The X is for Expo, I bet.
TBX program.
TBX is all about supporting the best emerging talent in this country and co-creating the next thing for Taco Bell. So starting today, chefs, you can apply. So that's out there. So do that. But what I want to do today is I want to introduce you to our first class of TBX chefs. So I want to bring them out on stage.
All right. I'm looking at the page and I don't understand.
Right. To start, the TBX program will support emerging culinary talent. This is the ellipsis for emphasis. By feeding selected chefs with Taco Bell gift cards and exclusive merch.
We present you with your Taco Bell apron.
So this is a program for chefs to get Taco Bell gift cards.
Look, prove that you're a good investment, and we'll give you a gift card.
Big deal. Congratulations.
I mean... I think Taco Bell will be an interesting case study in marketing someday. Like, give it a decade.
Ruby of Philly.
This is very interesting. They're like, oh, and you'll be on the short list for, you know, unique opportunities, like a chance to co-create new items for the Taco Bell menu.
I mean, I think that for
pop-ups sell out in seconds.
I don't know what Taco Bell is getting out of this, to be honest. At least not right now. The chefs, it's like, oh, Taco Bell invited me up on stage. Sure, I'll show up.
Oh, for
people
sure.
Will see me.
Like, if you I mean, they're on the page. These three people on stage, you know, they're getting
on stage, on the page.
This is all just a big marketing thing, you know. TBX, but I mean,
give it up.
Yeah.
All right, guys, are we ready for our first project? Yeah.
Yes.
All right, let's talk about it. Okay, so our first project is.
First project
icon,
is
the Crunchwrap.
Okay? Please come up with a better Crunchwrap. We're running out of ideas.
And this is your canvas. You guys
this is
can
your
change
canvas.
It. You can tweak it. You can reinvent it. It's got six sides, and it's got infinite possibilities.
All right. What if it had more than six sides?
What if it had fewer than six sides?
What if it had like two sides and you could like kind of fold it up?
What if you had? What if it had two sides and it was like a sub three dimensional object? What if it was non-Euclidean?
Non-Euclidean crush track. Oh, now Armani's with
LPGOB.
Subsisting on passion alone, so getting support from an unexpected place can make all the difference. Taco Bell's Feed the Beat program does exactly that.
I think his medallion has a house on it.
Yeah, it's like a blue house with a red roof. There's something under it.
Oh, Armani White. And
what's that? Who did the Our House song?
So Taco Bell is big news.
The program that is
fed and helped break Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young, of course. There we go.
But enough talking. It is my pleasure.
Our house in the middle of the medallion. Yeah, no, that wasn't anything. That wasn't even a joke. Shaky cam.
That one guy looked a lot like a fucking Ricky Gervais from the corner from my peripheral vision. I was like, there's no way that Ricky Gervais came to.
What's the mic?
Technical difficulties. Wait, oh, I see. They're going to play a song.
Okay, this is where I eat a taco, I guess. I don't want to.
This is great. This guy's up here with a really brand new leather jacket lined with some big fuzzy stuff.
Some, you know, synthetic fur.
Yeah.
Is this really happening to me?
Very
I'm
soulful.
I'm muting the stream. You're not allowed to because you got. You're the one with the recording is on.
You're gonna have to adjust the volume.
I mean, I think that part is independent because I muted it, and yeah, I can't hear anything.
Oh, I mean, in the edit, I'll try to turn it back. They're slowly adjusting, of course. Babe, you're really missing out.
You can only imagine.
You know, I never thought I would say this. And Omar, you know, he has a little bit more time left. But this might be worse than my a cappella Taco Bell thing for the first ever episode of Taco Chingling.
You know,
and it was pretty bad.
I thought I'd never say this. I wish I were talking about Dota 2. I mean, what's new in the world?
Honestly, like, guys. Guys, call me up. I'll sell out for Taco Bell. Surely, I could have done something better. I mean, maybe it's not on brand. I'm closer to Weird Al than Omar Apollo, so.
But what about the Taco Bellsness Man song?
The Taco Bellsness Man.
Everybody loves that song. We could play it for you. That's fine.
True. He doesn't even have to
shine. Are they going to do a whole song? I mean, I guess you got him. You got him on, yeah, I mean, yeah. I can see him. I mean, I guess you get him on stage. You don't
his name
bring this
is
guy
up
out
on the big screen. Let's see, Omar Apollo. Let's get to the Wikipedia. His real name is Omar Apollyano Velasco, which honestly is kind of cooler than Omar Apollo.
Does it say on his Wikipedia, no job too small?
What?
Please hire me. Also, hang on. So I assume Apollo is this man in the jacket, right?
Yeah.
Who is this man they have not named sitting next to him playing guitar? How come we're not giving this guy any credit?
Tell me more.
Which seems disrespectful.
Thank you.
Since I'm not listening, give me the vibe of this song. Is this a joyful song?
No, this is like the most generic. I mean, it's very well done. Like, obviously he's a talented singer, but it's the most generic, like, soulful. Like, you know what this song sounded like by just listening or by watching. Sorry. Very soulful. You create awards. Okay, it's over now.
Oh no, we're giving out like Golden Globes, but oh, I love Taco it. Bell.
The Bell Award.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Why didn't we get a letter?
Honestly. A year of tacos. The 2024 Bell Awards. The 2024 Bell Awards, wow.
I just...
Yeah, obviously presented by Taco Bell.
Presented by... Who else was going to be presented by... McDonald's.
So, if honestly, this is inaugural, I say next year, Six, we have to... We have to, we have to get you out there. We should make a concerted effort to get on LivMoss 2025. LivMoss Live.
I did not have a Taco Bell Awards show on my 2024 bingo card, but here we are. And I got an excuse to dress up. I like this. Suit.
So hang on. If he's being sincere and he didn't have Taco Bell Awards show, if he didn't have it on his 2024 bingo card, at what point did they tell him he was doing this?
Yesterday.
I guess that's fair. They're like, hey man, are you free?
Davis Burleson. Oh my god, this man's
Oh,
pants.
This is a terrible look. No. Oh, this is a crime.
Oh, this... Speaking of our house, this guy is an 80s rock star fashion.
He has, like...
Yeah, please describe.
Satin golden pants, but it's not really golden. It's, like, cheap... Like, it's like a cheap gold watch that's, like, starting to turn green.
Yeah.
He has a jacket that is too big for him. He has sort of a scruffy, like, I guess I would say, like, badly ironed white button-up shirt underneath it.
Yeah.
And...
But it's all oversized. It's like the hand-me-down, you know, cheap.
Oh, wait, Menu Hack of the Year. Okay, actually, I need to know what this is.
As long as it involves meat, cheese... Meat.
...and a tortilla. And while the Taco Bell fans come up with some amazing hacks, this year's winner...
Okay, I can see why I wasn't nominated for this.
...ingenious
menu hacks
and wine
pairings that elevate the Taco and wine pairings?
What? This man's hands are look so small because of his attire. They're pulling the award out of Taco Bell, and it's a receipt.
Here you go, a bell, so. Taco Bell award for you. But what was the menu hack?
Yeah,
what
are we? Speech.
Oh my gosh.
Are they?
Next up, the
what?
Bell
what?
Of the
what the fuck? Yes. What are we doing?
Don't move on. Some people dream of getting married in a tuxedo. And I'm sorry, are there multiple Taco Bell weddings?
Oh yeah, there's a Taco Bell chapel, so there would have to be multiple weddings a year. Yeah,
that's a real thing.
Yes.
Everyone's gonna like the food. The parking is easy, and the price is right. Last year, one very special wedding was...
How much is a Taco Bell wedding?
Honestly?
Taco Bell wedding cost. Wow, that's not bad.
$777.
That's really affordable.
This does not include the marriage license, so there'll be
sure.
An additional fee. Shield... the names are gone.
Wait a minute.
The metaverse? Oh, fuck.
They only provide 12 tacos?
Any food outside the Taco 12 egg and cinema delights and any alcohol will need to be... Taco 12?
Right, this next one is a personal favorite. It's time to recognize
yep.
The drive-through...
I mean, you know, it is, as I say, it's still really cheap. I understand.
Everyone, just look at the drive-through. From brand new sports cars.
They're encouraging people to use the drive-through irresponsibly and dangerously. That's cool.
The drive-through ride of the year award goes to.
Oh, you also have to return the sauce packet bouquet. You don't get to keep that.
Taco Bell motorcycle.
Why are you not showing us pictures of it? What are we doing?
I know, like, you flew these people. Surely, like, these people were, like, were comped to fly out to Vegas, right, for this. Like, nobody's going here on their own dime. I would hope.
Taco Bell menu hack of the year.
Yeah.
Let's see what it was.
It's being epic and truly living life. It's being epic.
You see what I did there? And the best LivMoss moment.
I did not enjoy this.
Okay.
This boy.
Kyle Lenny. Hi, Lenny, get up here.
I don't. Okay.
There you go. Congratulations.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't tell what the fuck I'm supposed to be.
Wow. I've just had some delicious chicken ginger curry soup of some sort delivered to me.
What's going on inside your belly? What are you feeding this?
What's going on inside your belly?
I just had a pretty good bean burrito before I went out. Man, bean burritos from Taco Bell hit the spot. I just feel so content. Actually, right after this interview, I'm going to go have another one.
What? I guess at least they showed the Liv Moss moment, you know?
Yeah.
To help present tonight's last and some would say biggest award, please join me in welcoming 3-time All-Pro wide receiver and Taco Bell superfan, Davante Adams.
Yay. Welcoming to the stage, Davante Adams.
I don't get it.
Oh, his hair is really something.
It's actually crazy that we're doing this because I was just sitting there a second ago thinking that there's no place in the world I'd rather be than here.
Same.
That's definitely.
Same.
I bet that's what you were thinking.
There's no place you'd rather be?
No.
Really? Like, you're a football player. It's Super Bowl weekend. You wouldn't want to be anywhere else?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. You know what?
That's good work. That's good. That's good. The dead man, Davante, he's got a future. Casting? Any casting agents?
The Taco Bell Super Fan of the Year award goes to.
I like how they have just receipts pulled in the back. The Living the Super Fan of the Year is a community?
The Living Moss community has time and time again scooped up.
This is the fucking time Person of the Year is you. You fucking cowards.
They're really smart. Here to accept the
award. Oh, yeah, it's just the subreddit.
The founder, Blake Hunley, a.k.a.
It's just the subreddit.
Get up here, Blake.
You chicken shits.
I feel like that really cheapens the Bell Award.
Congratulations. Blake, everybody.
I would love to see them try a little harder next year.
On our 2024 Bell Awards. Give it up for the
I guess sometimes it's like, you know, you have the idea late and you're like, we need to do this thing, but like it doesn't quite come together. But it's like, listen, the date for the
but
for
like
the show
everything
is the
else.
Show.
I don't know. They probably hired a production company to make. You know, I mean, the stage looks good.
Mm-hmm.
And that it looks expensive.
Sure.
We're fading back to the music. Some great camera work.
I apologize. I was back there trying to figure out where my award was. I ain't. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm up here hosting, doing all this.
You know, all right. Good work. Good work, Armani.
Taco Bell. Are you guys ready for the big reveal?
Oh, my gosh. Guys, it's almost time for the big reveal.
Are you guys ready for the big reveal?
That's right, Halo 7.
Something that's truly unprecedented. The time is now.
Don't you guys have phones?
It's my great pleasure. My dog. The cheese.
If they introduced a Taco Bell gacha game.
I was hoping an actual dog would come out. My dog. My dog. My... Sports.
Let's like let out a golden retriever.
That's more like it. I hope yeah, bring back the Taco Bell Chihuahua. Like, I don't understand why they haven't.
It is time right now for the finale. My name is Taylor, and I have the absolute
Taylor, the,
oh shit, it's almost
officer.
God, the show's almost over.
I know, I can't believe it's gone really fast.
Time flies when you're complaining.
They know that, you know, kids these days have short attention spans. They've kept us in it.
I am impressed about that. I mean, the song was bad.
Oh yeah. Of our product and innovation. Honestly, well, I'll fix you up. Next year.
Okay, there we go. Taco Ballads is excited about that. So we've gotten this question a lot. Like, dude, why are you doing this? And
my parents are asking me this all the time.
It belongs to you. It belongs to you. It belongs to every single fan of the brand. So we need to share.
It belongs to every single person who owns stock in our parent company.
What are we thinking about? What are we dreaming about? So you guys are going to be the first team, first people to see it. And don't tell Sean.
This is a delicious soup. We get bits of chicken, carrot, and farro with some coconut milk.
Oh.
Broth.
Where's Reddit Blake?
Some curry powder.
Where is he?
Where is he?
Blake.
Wait.
I love you guys so much on Reddit, but every time.
Oh my god. I mean, I guess. Fair enough. If you just go to TacoBellWedding.com, the picture is of games journalist Dan Reichert, who, yes, indeed, did get married at a talk, did get a Taco Bell wedding. But it's like, oh, yeah, no. That is. Huh.
I know you're in the house. Everything that we're going to share, let me just make sure I'm reading it right, is subject to change. Legal, are we good? Okay. Here we go.
You love jokes about legal department.
This is the big reveal. Let's get into it.
Okay, this is big reveal.
This is a bad segue, but.
Let's start with value.
Hey, value.
This isn't a new launch, but this is out right now. We are a value brand. We pride ourselves on being that brand that has been there for you when you want something delicious and craveable, but maybe don't have a lot of money in the bank.
Cravings so menu.
The cravings menu is really inconsistent value. Mm-hmm. Their new one. It's like the, like,
value menu
wait.
We've had in about 10 years.
Okay, they're still talking about the same thing. He said new and I stopped for a second. Like, yeah. Oh. But like, the, like, beef nachos, it's like, okay, for $3, that's a pretty good deal. But then there's, like, you know, the stacker, which is like, that's not $3.
A little twist.
It blows our minds, too. So this is the first one. Did anybody try the grilled cheese dipping taco last year?
Yeah, it was good.
Some people did.
Six did.
How about a chicken and steak enchilada grilled cheese dipping taco?
Okay.
Oh, we like that.
I mean, I still don't get the dipping taco as a...
love this one.
As an idea for a fast food joint.
I gotta hear louder than that if you want us to do this.
This is.
What about dulce de leche Cinnabon delights? You like that?
Can't say dulce, huh?
I was like, yeah, dulce. It's authentic. It's authentic.
Bring back our nacho fries, dusted in those delicious Mexican spices.
Dusted. I didn't know that the fries were gone.
You want to hear it?
They come and go a lot.
In our restaurants longer this year than we've ever had them before. And while we haven't fully figured it out, we want to make them permanent. We want to make fries permanent.
He wants to keep those fries in stores.
They're working on their
supply. A big reveal is that we can't do it yet.
Our fries, ketchup is for everybody else. So we swapped ketchup for nacho cheese. But the thing that we found out is, like, you guys like a little heat with our nacho fries. Did anybody try the truff collab that we did?
Truff?
Okay, well, we're gonna
it's a hot sauce brand.
With Secret Aardvark. Secret Aardvark, if you haven't tried it, it's this rad brand out of Portland. It's absolutely delicious. So when our fries come back this year, we're going to have a Secret Aardvark sauce. How's that sound?
Secret.
Well,
Aardvark.
No one knows this brand, so we can't really cheer.
Everybody loves nacho fries, mm-hmm. But everybody does. But we get a lot of questions. We get a lot of DMs about bring back something. Would anybody like to ask something to be brought back on the menu? Kai. Green sauce in the bean burritos. Anybody else? Taco Bell Somme. The double XL grilled burrito. We're going to work on that.
You know what?
Really deep cut.
Audience plant, where are you?
Two things that we get hear a lot about people to bring back are two items that I'm going to share with you that everybody's going to vote on which one comes back. And this Halloween, we are going to bring back one of these items from.
They did this last year too. But let's see what that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So oh, do you get to vote?
On this year.
Yeah.
It is going to be between the Mexi Melt.
What?
Oh my god, the oxygen just like got sucked out of the room. And the caramel apple empanada. Tay, I know you like that one.
What is the Mexi Melt? It seems just.
Now, voting is
going like to
open later, but I want a little exit poll. So, who's Team Mexi Melt? Can I hear that?
It's like a taco. It's like a grilled beef. It's a soft taco with like pico de gallo and melted cheese. It's fine.
Team Mexi Melt, you're gonna have to step up your game a little bit. That race wasn't really tight. So this Halloween, one of these is gonna come back. Go out.
Yeah, I don't really care about this.
And vote. Now,
and vote.
These are things that we're gonna bring back. Things that you love. Things that you've seen from us before. But what about some new stuff? Ooh, the lights are getting dark.
First, no, they're not. The lights did not get dark, audio listeners.
That looks fun. I think I've heard rumors of this one before. But.
And you guys don't really have to wait. Do you know when you're going to get to try this? Next week in every single Taco Bell next Thursday.
Wow. I mean, that's a pretty quick
crispinata. And if you're a loyalty member, we're going to give 10,000 of these bad boys away. So make sure you're a loyalty member.
They did cut to a lady in the audience pogging.
This is like the chalupa section. I like this.
There's one guy in the audience totally nonplussed by this entire thing.
A cheesy. Oh, it's for real.
What?
A cheesy like a street chalupa. Everything you love about street tacos. The size, the onions, the cilantro.
I don't know what I'm looking at.
No.
Chicken, all twisted together.
I thought it was like pimento cheese or something.
No, I think no,
but it's cheese on the
inside. Okay, there's there's a chalupa shell of cheese on the inside, and then it's like a cilantro and like zesty pepper chunk sauce.
Taco Bell
chicken nuggets. Chicken nuggets?
What?
No way, yes way, girl. You're going to get some.
What?
These are our Taco Bell chicken nuggets. All white meat, marinated in buttermilk, jalapeno buttermilk, and they're going to come with two sauces. One, our signature bell sauce. Ooh.
The bell sauce? Is that Thousand Island?
Try it.
It looks like
honey mustard.
I think bell sauce is probably their like Chipotle, you know, AOA thing, right?
Yeah.
I would guess, but I don't know. But maybe you're right. Maybe it is just Thousand Island.
I mean, everyone seems to have gotten like infinitely better at fried chicken in the fast food space.
Yeah.
These days, you know.
This is a hot sauce recipe.
No secrets anymore.
From generations from Omar's family. So we decided we're going to do something special. We're going to take Omar's family's dream and we're going to share it with the whole world. We are going to create, and coming later this year, Omar Apollo and Disha Hot are going to get their very own Taco Bell hot sauce packet.
Woo!
I think the idea of a temporary sauce packet flavor is kind of fun.
Oh yeah, for sure.
We know that you guys love our sauce packets, right? Yeah.
Omar's performance was just, you know, I feel like not appropriate for the
done with our sauce packets. We've for the seen set. Proposals. We've seen gender reveals. We've seen some breakups, which is a little heartbreaking. And we love our
who,
sauce
who broke up with their SO with a Taco Bell sauce packet?
He must have really had a great relationship, something truly special.
Honestly, I feel like I could appreciate that, you know? At least you have a good story.
I still think that they're cool, but maybe they're not. And you know what, really, the kid, we agree with you. Our sauce packets, they need to grow up a little bit. They need a little bit, they need a little glow up. So, I'm going to be the first one to introduce to you
what?
Brand new.
Are we popping music. Hype music for a new color of the sauce packet?
No, new names. New names.
No, the names are the same. It's just the new slogan. Oh, okay,
slogan,
actually,
yeah.
A verde salsa. That's cool.
Avocado verde salsa.
That's good news.
Those are our new sauce.
The music is gone. Now, music is a strong word.
The green sauce, Kai, wasn't just for you, I gotta tell you. There was a little method to the madness here. That is our new avocado verde salsa, and that is for our brand new Cantina chicken menu. We are launching a brand new menu next year.
Okay. Is that next year? That's like, the light was such that I was like, is that lo mein? No, that's shredded cheese.
You guys do know that we're open for lunch, right? You do, right? We want you guys to love us for more than just late night. And what we heard from you guys is, look, man, we will absolutely come to Taco Bell, but can you give us some chicken options? That would make us fall in love with Taco Bell for lunch.
What? Is that the problem? The
Taco Bell, I mean, it's something lighter. Makes sense. Can we
roll the sure. I guess they'd...
food footage, please.
Okay. Look at that. Well, let's watch some sexy food footage. A good pull on that quesadilla cheese.
Look at that.
Pico de gallo, sure. Just chicken missing a cutting board.
That must have been a fun job.
Every single person is going to get a free Cantina crispy chicken taco to try when this menu drops in March. Are we excited about that?
I got this notification. This is the one that I was spoiled on and then forgot.
Oh, wow.
So I get my free taco.
Now we're
a free chicken. Sure.
We're listening. We're thinking about what's happening in culture. And we're looking for the hot brands.
Does Taco's always thinking about what's happening in culture.
On some stuff? How about a Taco Bell tahini menu?
I am not familiar with tahini.
It's a seasoning.
Something that we're really excited about to test this year. Now, we're all family, right? We are?
No.
Family celebrate birthdays, and we have a birthday in the house. Oh, I love the air horn. Thank you. Oh, man.
I mean, I could do all of this for you guys, okay? I'll just bring the soundboard.
This year.
I'll have some sort of awful
The problem
song.
Is, the problem is, Nick would, Nick, you'd be like, can we hit the air horn? And Nick would, Bill Nye, just like, the B sound, and then finally find the air horn.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
How about everybody gets to try this in Taco Bell's this summer? Baja Blast Gelato will be in every one of our Taco Bells for a very, very, very limited time.
Very, very limited time.
The summer. Are we excited about that?
I'll try it. Sure.
Don't sleep on it.
Yeah.
So that was 2024. We unveiled a lot of secrets. A lot of
that was 2024. We're
I know. It's like, dog.
Damn.
It's February.
Should we do one more? One more?
No.
Behold the Crunchwrap.
Okay.
Say it's the hexagon of Taco Bell perfection. And what you see, this looks like a regular Crunchwrap, right?
It does.
Oh, it's not.
I know what this. Inside, I know what this is.
That is a Cheez-It inside.
This is a great X-ray
16
picture.
16 times the size of a regular Cheez-It, I present to you.
But it's a square.
A Cheez-It Crunchwrap.
How is that going to affect the structural integrity?
What does this mean for Atlantis?
Every day.
I bet it'll be fine.
Cheez-It 16 times the size of a regular Cheez-It. Wrapped up in a tortilla with all of the goodies that you love from a Crunchwrap. It's innovative. It's delicious.
I mean, it seems like it would be better than a regular Crunchwrap. Summer, maybe. You're gonna
get to try. I don't know that I think the texture will be as good. At every
single Taco Bell, you know, that's true. Cheez-Its are kind of too crispy, you know. Not as
and
crunchy.
they're more of a crumbly kind of thing, you know.
Give it up for Armani White one more time, please. He's been an amazing host.
Wow, he's been incredible.
What he does best. He's also a fire rapper. So with that, to close us out, Armani, man, take us home.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, take us home, Armani.
Please take me home. Mom, pick me up.
He took his hat off, and he's got a fro underneath.
No, that's not him.
Oh, I was going to say.
that's really bad, Nick. I'll let you off the hook for that one, but that was clearly a different man.
I was. That's why I was surprised. I've seen Armani White host for a total of, what, 75 seconds in the last hour?
That's unkind. I think Armani White's done a lot of work out here. You know, this is the right kind of energy. I don't know if I like his music, but, like, you think he's fitting the vibe all right? And also, can you imagine how hard this would be? Not just, you know, I mean, I think rapping is pretty hard, but, like,
yeah.
They're like, okay, get on stage in front of 20 extremely bored-looking white people and just bust out some verse.
Yep. Oh, I think Billie Eilish is his the song that charted. So perhaps.
Okay.
I generally don't listen to a lot of rap. This is pretty good.
I like older rap, generally speaking. I like 90s, but you know,
this seems more good. Older school sounding.
I wonder how much of that is because he's doing it live, right?
Well, yeah,
I mean, which, you know, shout outs, right? He is not, he doesn't have a recording here. He is just out here doing it, which is a real problem, is you don't get that as much anymore.
The one Redditor that they show that looks so, what am I doing here?
Crowd is not really participating. It's
no,
like, you
know. That's not a camera angle you want to use a lot. The audience is just not that impressive compared to the stage set.
If you made it through this podcast, I'm not apologizing for shit. You saw what this was gonna be, and you decided to sit through it. I'm sorry it was boring, I guess, but like, not really.
I kind of wanted it to keep going.
I mean, I want to hang out with you more, but I'm good doing it off.
Well, right.
Also, I guess I'm not doing it tonight, huh? Because I got to stream in an hour.
No, what are you streaming?
Dragon Quest Builders 1.
Builders?
Uh-huh. Oh, you don't know Dragon Quest Builders? I mean, feel free to hang out for the stream.
What is the genre?
You're welcome. It is like... it is sort of Terraria-y, but like Dragon Quest.
Yeah.
Dragon Quest Builders 2 is fucking fantastic, and 1 wasn't out on PC until today. And I'm like, hey, let's celebrate that. I haven't played 1, but 2 is, yeah. 2 is extremely, extremely good.
Okay, the song is going on for a little long, I have
to say. Well, I think he's going from song to I think he's going from song to song.
Okay. Gotcha, it felt like there was going to be a lot more song.
Give it up a little bit for Armani White, please. That is it. That is a wrap for the first ever...
That is a crunch wrap. You coward. You fool.
The entire Taco Bell team. Everybody that's watching out there back in Irvine, we love you. Our franchise partners that are here are the amazing marketing team.
Oh, for the franchise partners.
Thank you. And on behalf of the Taco Bell family, we want to say thank you to you, the fans. This brand would
also thankly to you, the fans.
Now, are we all hungry? Okay. If you are in this room, behind you, between these four doors, are portals.
Portals!
Very different worlds that we created for you. We're going to try every single thing that we showed you today.
Woo!
If you're watching at home,
yeah.
Look in the chat. We're going to drop you some free Taco Bell goodies so you can get down on some Taco Bell too. That's it for the first ever Live Moss Live. Let's eat. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well.
Wow. Just like to say thank you so much to all of our franchise partners out there listening.
I want to thank the Academy.
Which Academy?
Oh, you know.
I do know.
Umbrella Academy.
The Umbrella Academy. I haven't seen the show.
Me either. Wait, hang on.
Satisfy your craving with 20% off in the app.
Let me see.
No way, it's still valid.
Oh. Yeah. I'm so cringe.
You were so cringe.
I was like, wait a second. I just had this thought. Have I been wrong about what the Umbrella Academy is? Indeed, it is not a Resident Evil tie-in. I was like, that's a weird way to take it, but sure, like, what if, you know, Leon Kennedy was in high school, and Albert Wesker was, like, the valedictorian.
Yeah, I could see this getting made. Yeah.
Or, like, the teachers, 10 minutes, that's all the time I can spare to grade you.
Wow.
No, it's, like, a different IP, it's a different thing.
It's completely different. Wow. Well, thank you so much to Taco Bell IP Holder LLC. I can't wait to do this next year, but live from Las Vegas.
I mean, you can go wherever you want. I'm not moving.
No, I mean, however, because we're going to be there. We're going to be involved.
We should at least, though, next year, regardless, we should actually just do this live. That, we should stream it. Sure. We should co-stream.
Agreed.
I'll ask for the day off, you know, spend some vacation time so that I can be bored.
I mean, depending on what type of doctor, I feel like you could get a doctor's note for doing that. It's like, oh, you are sick.
That's a fair point.
Wow. Or we're just sitting here enjoying our B-roll of the stage and all the setup.
Yeah. Nick, where can people find you on the internet? Who cares? Bye, everyone.
Bye.